proclamation number 8535 dated the June 20th, 1963. The revelation of John. Everything concurring with my word can be accepted and upheld by you as truth. And thus you will also know how to judge the mental concepts presented to you. For this is what you, who are directly instructed by me, must be able to do. For you are required to reject everything that is wrong and advise your fellow human beings not to accept it. Part of spreading the pure truth from me also includes denouncing errors coming from the adversary and to protect yourselves as well as your fellow human beings from his influence. He equally makes use of human vessels in order to succeed, in order to undermine the pure truth, for he causes confusion amongst people who no longer know what to accept. But as soon as you recognize that my adversary is at work, it is also your duty to take action against it. And therefore I want to provide you with an explanation which yet again can only be given to you by the one who knows everything, to whom nothing is hidden and who is able to impart this knowledge through the Spirit. Many things are hidden from you humans which only I can reveal to you. And I have always informed seers and prophets of events which were still in the distant future. However, according to people's state of maturity, my predictions or visions were usually veiled and always required an awakened spirit to summon the right understanding for it. And since many prophecies related to the last days before the end, they also remained incomprehensible to people, because I myself wanted to lift the veil when the time was right. The visions they saw were even concealed from my seers and prophets, and they described them partly impelled and partly enlightened by my spirit, which also let them behold and report things which were in the distant future. And thus records exist and were preserved until now which proclaim the visions of my disciple John, records which will be explained in the last days before the end and which previously were meaningless to people and consequently not understood by them. Yet they have a profound meaning. They merely depicted what my disciple who had received the spiritual vision had seen but who was unable to interpret his visions himself because it would not have been beneficial for him or his fellow human beings, since the whole time of development was still ahead of them, which was meant to be utilized through Jesus Christ's salvation, but knowledge of the vision's significance would have stifled all spiritual impetus, thus it would have restricted free will. For I knew that my adversary's activity would take on immense proportions at the end of a period of salvation, and that humanity's spiritually low level would be so widespread at the end that the precise knowledge of it would have been damaging to people. But I allowed my disciple to spiritually foresee all these manifestations of the end, yet in an awakened state, when he recorded his visions, he only saw images he didn't understand himself, which thus was my will. You cannot fail to recognize Satan's activity in the last days, yet you humans have no idea of the immense spiritual disaster his activity will wreak on all human beings. My disciple saw the clearly evident state of affairs in the last days as well as my adversary's activity, which was the cause for the terrible vision, which showed his activity figuratively and which only remained veiled to people because they would have abandoned their spiritual endeavor in view of the failure and my adversary's supreme control. But John also foresaw the fall into the abyss and my adversary's captivity. And for that reason the disciples' vision was intended to be preserved, for one day they will understand everything, if only in the spiritual kingdom when their spiritual state results in their realization. And thus you know how to evaluate messages which are allegedly from above and yet originate from below. You know that everything contradicting my word is erroneous spiritual knowledge and particularly highlights my adversary's activity in the last days, who wants to cause confusion wherever possible and who avails himself of my name as a disguise in order to be believed. Be vigilant and don't allow yourselves to be driven into darkness, when a bright light is shining for you which very clearly shows the path to me, who still wants to save all those people before the end who have the will to let themselves be saved. Look for me in all sincerity and, truly, I will not let you fall into my adversary's hands. I will enlighten your thoughts if only you sincerely ask me for the pure truth. But then you will receive it through your heart, so that the intellect need not be involved, for my adversary avails himself of the intellect as long as the heart does not reject him. You fully consciously have to break your connection with him who wants to corrupt the world. You have to closely unite with me and appeal to me for my protection against his influence. And truly, your prayer will be granted as soon as it is sent up to me in spirit and in truth. Amen.